Can't we pump our own gas? Salvador Salvado is going to be joining me shortly from the New Jersey Gasoline Retailers, Convenience Stores, and Automotive Association. Jeff is in Dunellen on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, Steve?
Good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Hanging in there.
Stay safe. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm thinking that we should be able to do it.
I agree.
I don't see any difference between grabbing hold of a gas pump or going to the ATM machine and getting money out.
Exactly.
You wear a glove, you should be good.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff, man, I am totally with you. Thanks for the call to New Jersey 101.5. Saad is in South Brunswick on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Saad.
Hey, Steve. Great show. Great topic. Thank God someone's talking about it.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you. You know, I love your show. Just think about it. Right now, aren't we protecting all the cashiers at convenience stores, supermarket? We're protecting the toll collectors. We're protecting everyone. So why shouldn't we be protecting the people who are pumping gas for us? These are the same people who pump gas for us when the temperature outside is negative 40 degrees. Mm-hmm. We're not asking for a break then, but right now in the middle of a pandemic,
they're putting their lives at risk.
Come on. Look at it. Not only are you putting that poor worker at risk, but God forbid if he's carrying the disease, anyone who's coming in close contact with him, and that is when you actually do. There's no physical barrier like you see these days at Costco's or wherever you go. You see those barriers between the customer and the cashier. At a gas station, where is that barrier? So you really need to protect both the consumer and the person who's offering the service. Imperative right now. I mean, you know, there is a lot of phobia about people when they punch in, those pin pads at the gas station. How is that different from, you know, going to an ATM? And moreover,
you have gloves.
Not many people. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You have gloves.
You take precautions.
And many people. Exactly. When you go to, if you look at the statistics, the number of people getting infected by picking up Amazon packages or going
they're
to an ATM,
struck.
That's nothing in comparison to the number of people who are getting infected when they're coming in close proximity, talking to someone who's, because that's where the droplets come in. Every time we talk, you know, unfortunately some spit comes out and that's where the virus is. We really need to make sure that the governor listens to my buddy Steve right now and, you know, gives these poor people a break. For, you know, in a month or so, we'll be good to go. But give them a break right now.
Saad, thank you so much. Thanks for calling New Jersey 101.5. Salvador Salvado is the executive director of the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store and Automotive Association, and he also plays the Joe Pesci role in Lethal Weapon. And he joins me right now. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing okay, Steve. Listening to some of your callers and really quite confused that people just don't understand and cannot make the parallel between handling a gas nozzle and handling a shopping cart.
What am I missing, right?
They are
identical. Exactly. You know, you bring up a great point, and you're always, this is a crusade for you, and you've always brought up, you know, great points about why we should be able to pump our own gas. But when you've got business owners who can't get people to work for them, and they're forced to close their businesses at a time when we need the economy, we need, you know, they need money in New Jersey, it's just not fair to them that everybody else should have self-service, and they can't.
There are three things that we are trying to accomplish right now with getting the governor to suspend the law that exists. First and foremost is we want to protect our employees.
Right.
And our employees will still have jobs. We need employees inside our convenience stores as well as we need additional employees outside at the gas pumps. And we are only asking to give people a choice.
Right.
If you don't want to pump your own gas, then an attendant will pump it for you if there is one available. But if there isn't one available, at least the gas station can remain open. That's what we are trying to accomplish. Because by law right now, we can't even stay open. And my members have been closing.
Well, let me ask you this, though. If this were to pass, if Governor Murphy came out tomorrow and said, okay, and he said Friday there's no movement on this, but if he came out tomorrow and said we'll do it, would that give station owners the chance to just fire employees so they could make more money and put people out of work?
Absolutely, positively not. The part about losing employees is such a fallacy. There isn't anybody that can't tell me that when they go into a gas station, they don't notice pumps that are already blocked off by orange cones.
Mm-hmm.
And those cones represent an employee that doesn't exist now. That employee won't be getting any of these expanded unemployment funds. That cone cannot be laid off. And the people that are working, we have positions for them. Our problem, why we are closing, is because we don't have employees.
And if the governor allows us to pump our own gas, that solves the station owner's problems. Steve Sweeney, asked about this by Channel 2 News, said,
with all due respect, this is not going to happen. Listen, the governor can issue an executive order, but I would be opposed to it because I just don't think we should be putting even more people out of work during an economic downturn.
Putting people out of work. Your thoughts? What you just said?
Well, generally, I have to tell you, Steve and I totally disagree on the issue of self-serve, and I find it difficult to say to Steve that he missed the point on this. I would agree that anybody in public office would be concerned with putting people out of work, but I would argue very strenuously right now we're not putting people out of work. We're closing because we can't get people. And I have great respect for Steve. I think he does a great job. He's very intelligent, even though we disagree on this issue. But I was very surprised that he missed that point. It just didn't seem like Steve Sweeney to me.
Do you think it's a political thing, whereas politicians know if they allow us to pump our own gas, they're going to lose a lot of votes because this issue is so, you know, so one-sided?
Well, the issue is not one-sided, and I know that that is the perception of many legislators. I believe that if self-serve were enacted tomorrow, and I'm talking about permanently, not the temporary measure we're asking for right now, I believe that people would love it so much that they would be praising any legislator that supported it. I believe that with all my heart because it's been a huge success in 49 other states and only New Jersey doesn't have it. And there are many people that are literally sick and tired of waiting to be served and looking at open pumps where they can go pump their own gas. It doesn't make sense. And what really doesn't make sense right now, Steve, is this. Everything that the governor's been doing, and he's shown great leadership in this crisis. He has taken some very strong measures, some very tough measures, but everything he says and everything he has done is the exact opposite of the easy proposal that I am handing him, but he's afraid of it. And that is surprising to me, considering how much courage he has shown in all the things he has done. He closed parks, but he can't allow people to pump their own gas. There is a disconnect there that I just can't figure out.
Well, I would say, like, put in the Bill of Rights, but that doesn't matter because he closed churches as well. So, Sal, thanks so much for coming on, man. Very enlightening stuff. Executive Director of the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store and Automotive Association. And we will talk again, my friend.
Yes, we will, I'm sure.
Got it. Thanks for calling New Jersey 101.5. Kashmir, I want to give you more time. 1-800-283-101.5. I've got a Twitter poll up. I'll give you the results coming up. A lot of people weighing in on this. In light of the coronavirus, should we at least temporarily allow New Jerseyans to be able to pump their own gas? Now, you got this from the point of view, do you want to pump your own gas when you like to be able to do it? But now we're at the point where we are putting gas station owners out of work. We are putting, businesses are forced to close. hours because they can't find employees to work. If you're a gas station owner, please give me a call and check in.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey, if you love online poker,